Order. Natalie, could you take a roll call, please?
Archer.
Here.
Ronk. Bartels.
Here.
Gavaris.
Present.
Haynes.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
Great, thank you. I'd like to get approval. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at the minutes for the November 10th, November 17th regular meetings, and the 18th, 19th, and 24th special meetings. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes? Or is there any changes?
I'll move to approve.
Okay, second. Thank you. Okay, all in favor? Resolution, let's get into resolutions. Resolution 345, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 13 of 2020. This is a local law amending the Ulster County Charter and amending the administrative code for the County of Ulster to further clarify budget modification after adoption. This is for a public hearing to be held on Monday, January 11th. Can I have a motion to move? Second?
I'll second.
Any questions or concerns? Okay, this is really just to clarify when budgets are submitted and when we would expect to receive a copy. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So move unanimously. Okay, resolution 426, this is amending the policy for funding non-county organizations. There was a meeting of legislative programs and they made some changes to the law that was enacted. But since nobody's here to speak about it, why don't we go ahead and postpone it till our next meeting? Legislator Bartels.
I'll make a motion to postpone. That's the one you meant that the chair is going to speak to?
Right. It's his legislation. I know that Legislator Criswell, and I don't see him here, he did some of the work on this, but I think it requires more conversation anyway. I think it's an opportunity to have a discussion now that we saw the process, or we went through the process with appropriations. What does it really mean? So they had some concerns, and I think it's an opportunity to have a discussion. So Legislator Bartels made a motion to postpone. May I have a second? Okay. All in favor of postponement? Okay, so moved. Resolution 437, authorizing the distribution of mortgage tax receipts pursuant to section 261 of the tax law.
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Walter, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Moved unanimously. Resolution 439, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a resource allocation plan and intermunicipal agreements with the various municipalities to be funded under the resource allocation plan for the Youth Bureau.
I'll move it, Bartels.
Okay, second.
I'll second it.
Yes, Deputy Ryder.
The contracts that go along with this, the intermunicipal agreements, are still currently being drafted by contract management. And I was told today that they would likely have them by the next Ways and Means meeting a little prior for you to review. So I ask that you just postpone this for a week.
Okay, thank you for that. Legislator Bartels?
I will make the motion to postpone, but I wanted to ask Deputy Executive Ryder, is every town going to be included, or is it only?
No, not all the towns did the programs this year. Okay. Some of them did programs that were online. We did go back out to each town and offer, you know, this funding to the ones that wanted to participate in the programs, and some pulled back and didn't want to run any programs, and others did want to continue on, and they all had the opportunity to. But these, even though it was for the last year, the contracts are still being drafted because, again, we didn't get this allocation plan approved from OCFS until last month, so.
And this is for 2020. I mean, typically does every, I'm trying to remember, does every, not every town participates anyway, typically.
They all have the opportunity to, but not every one of them want to run the program, so.
Okay. When do we usually set that up? Isn't it get set up earlier in the year, or this, there was just a delay in
getting it? It is a little bit earlier. I think due to COVID, the state delayed this year, a little bit later than it should be, really.
So people went ahead assuming they were going to get reimbursed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I'll have more details by the next meeting.
And we'll have time to review stuff in advance.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Okay. That's our hope too. Okay. So Legislator Bartels, a move to postpone till next week. Can I have a second? Legislative Walter. Okay. Resolution 440, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to reflect additional funding for Brighter Futures Initiative part-time case management position in the Youth Bureau. You need to vote. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't, thank you. On the postponement, all in favor? So moved, thank you. Okay, Resolution 440, can someone move that for me?
I'll move it.
Okay, second. Can I thank you, Legislator Mayo? Okay, any questions on this? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? So moved unanimously. Resolution 441, amending the 2020 budget to accept allocation award from Office of Victim Services for Victims of Crime of Crime Act Victim and Witness Assistance Grant Program, Department of Social Services. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Legislator Mayo, second. Thank you. Any questions on this? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? So moved unanimously. Resolution 442, setting a public hearing on the sale and or transfer of lands owned by Ulster County located at Enterprise West, Town of Ulster, to be held on Monday, January 11, 2021 at 6:20 p.m.
I'll move it
for discussion.
I'll second.
Okay. Questions? Legislative Bartels.
So, you know, I'm going to support, although I've been on, I'm going to support the public hearing, but I just want to say that, you know, and I support the idea of getting this off the county's rolls. We've talked about this, but prior to doing that, I have a lot of questions, and I don't know that we want to take the time right now at this meeting, but I will reach out to Tim to talk to him about them further, because prior to actually making the transfer, I would like to have a sense of what the interest is out there, what the market will bear. I'd like to have an RFP first before we make a transfer. I'd like to have an RFP go out to see what proposals we get back. I'd like to know exactly what LDC we're going to transfer this to and the makeup of that LDC if it comes to that. So you can see I have a number of questions that I don't necessarily think we need to get into at this minute, but I'm saying on the record right now, I'm not going to support the transfer unless those questions are answered first. So, you know, I've been juggling with whether or not it's premature to have the public hearing without having a sense of, you know, what it is that we're having. I mean, I've been involved in numerous of these public hearings, and there's generally very little input at this earliest stage on the advisability of surplusing the property, because we're at a stage where we're not actually yet saying what we're surplusing it, who we're surplusing it to, and what the plan is. But at the very least, I want to know what the market will bear and what interest is out there. I know that, you know, at some point or some meeting, it was said that over the years, multiple companies have called with interest related to this property. I think that now is the time for us to really explore what interest is out there to know, rather than going in with a prepared plan that we're saying we want to do X with this versus what are the possibilities that exist out in the market.
Okay, any other questions, comments? It did come up in, we did have a discussion about this just for members of Ways and Means in Economic Development with some assurances that we would have a conversation because I said, if we have the public hearing in January, are we gonna have a resolution in February to move it? And it was acknowledged possibly, but not without conversation. And in some ways, I think the conversation has to be more than just conversation. Here's the intent, because if we're talking about moving this to the point that Legislator Bartels made, it would be helpful to understand the makeup of the LDC that we're moving it to. Understanding also that it is much harder to entice a developer to take a property like this if in fact we encumber them with tenants and already and leases, et cetera. So I think we need to tread very softly. It's not just a matter of the county becoming a landlord. It's about anything we do today where we start to tie the hands of a potential developer because we have tenants in the building will not be an added value for this type, for this facility, particularly because of the size. So just, I want to be on record for that one. Legislator Bartels.
Yes, thank you for that update. But I also, again, just want to reiterate, I think it would be making a transfer in advance of an RFP process that identifies what interest is out there and really identifies what the market will bear and what other ideas are out there for the property, I think is premature. So again, I'm willing to hold the public hearing, but if we hold the public hearing and 3-4 weeks later, it's back to transfer to an LDC, I will not be able to support it without really having a strong sense of what the plan is and what the market will bear.
Legislative Walter?
Tim Wiederman can go first and then I'll go.
Tim, do you want to respond?
I just want to say I appreciate the comments and feedback and completely understand your points. We'll be working hard on solidifying a proposed plan and getting the input that we can from through an RFP or other means to try to inform that with a sense of what the market can bear. You know, that is to say that there's a lot of work to do between now and when this public hearing will be held, and then subsequent to the public hearing, even more work to do to determine what action a surplus, what form a surplus would take. So understand and appreciate your guidance and support.
Legislator Walter.
Thanks. So I'm just wondering, but through the chair to Legislator Bartels, I mean, is it a preference to postpone this as well, to have that conversation first so that we can potentially try to be as efficient with time as possible?
Legislator Bartels.
Just being totally frank about my concern, when I look back at the history of how we've done this in the past, it's typically, you know, we have the hearing for surplus and it's a very short turn time until when the surplus happens. In fact, I want to say, I was trying to research it today, I want to say that the surplus on 330 Flatbush, the almshouse, the public hearing was held on the day that we surplused. We held the public hearing and then we surplused the property. So now there was a resolution accompanying the surplus that laid out, you know, the ideas behind the surplus. I'm saying on this, and it's like, I just want to be clear, particularly for Tim and the executive office's benefit, that I want to be clear that even though I've been very vocal about the county ownership of Tech City, I do not want to be foolish over spending a couple months actually evaluating proposals or getting soliciting proposals or reaching out into the marketplace or even reaching out directly to companies, whatever it takes to understand what's out there beyond the ideas, which it's no disrespect to the ideas that have currently been proposed. That may ultimately be the best plan for the property. I don't know. I'm saying I do not want to be, you know, penny wise and pound shy and expedite this in the course of a month when a couple months might get us a lot more information. And so I'm telling you that I'm comfortable with a couple, with what it takes to get us the information we need. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just want to be abundantly clear, because if we have this public hearing and in January we're back with a surplus, it is very likely that I'm going to be a no and a very, very, very vocal no for information we don't have.
Deputy Ryder, then Director Wiedemann.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, I think, has emphasized that we are going to put in the work. We are going to communicate with you throughout this process. The reason we're coming this month for this resolution is that oftentimes business that's not absolutely necessary isn't taken up in January, which means we wouldn't even start to have the public hearing until March, essentially, because of that. So that's why we're coming to you to start initiate this process. We would request that it doesn't get postponed, but we are going to work with you and give you as much information as we have and we can.
Director Wiedemann?
Nothing to add. That's helpful.
Okay.
I wanted to point that out too.
Okay, great. Legislator Guevaras.
Let me just understand procedurally. If we were to approve this tonight, it goes there, we have the public hearing. If we decide later that the direction we want the property to be used for, let's say it's for agriculture, just to make up something. If the public hearing was on just transferring the property, can those conditions be assigned to the development corporation as part of the allowable uses or sale purposes? Or is that now you'd have to start the process all over again?
Director Wiedemann.
Yeah, it's my understanding that that's exactly the purpose for these conversations, would be to place conditions upon the surplus that would need to be met by the local development.
So can you also maybe clarify something for me? Because in the economic development meeting, and I see Legislator Guevaras, did you have a follow-up?
Well, I just wanted to clarify what I was asking, though. Does that mean that the public hearing is fine and we don't have to redo it?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's just transferring it. It's not transferring it for any given purpose.
So in the course of the conversation in economic development, Chairman Cahill made the statement that the reason we need to transfer it to the LDC is because we can't do an RFP. Is that correct? Is that your position? Deputy Ryder?
Respond.
So from a procurement perspective, whoever is actually disposing of the property needs to be the one to do the request for proposals or whatever that is. You know, we can talk about methods on figuring out how to gauge interest, but doing an RFP before surplusing it, we wouldn't tie the hands of that LDC to give it to whoever the RFP was. That it's why Golden Hill was done the way it was. You know, normally the whoever is the board of the LDC or whatever that would actually dispose of it puts out that solicitation. Now, as a policymaking body, you can put conditions upon the surplus, which would have to be followed by, you know, whoever gets the land afterwards, an LDC or whatever. But I would just say, I think it's part of it is just wording that there's methods that we can get to gauge interest that isn't a request for proposals per se.
Okay, any questions on this, comments? Okay, so on the resolution, all in favor? Opposed? Okay, unanimously moved to public hearing, and we hope that we have more conversation before we see a resolution to transfer. Thank you. Resolution 444, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, Project GIVE.
Can I make a motion to block 444, 445, and 468? It's all the same grant. It's just
44, 45, and 46?
No, 68. It comes a little later.
Oh, okay. Okay, 68.
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay, on the a block, is there any discussion questions? Okay, on the block, all in favor? No questions on the resolutions. All in favor?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
On the resolutions. Yep. I don't know if this is putting you on the spot, but are you able to give like a quick summary of what this grant is exactly? I mean, yeah. I read the contracts, but
yeah,
it would be helpful.
Sure. It's a rather unfortunate acronym. It's like gun involved violence elimination. They just tried to come up with a word. I mean, it's basically the elimination of gun violence and it's part of gun take back. And so there's a section of the money that goes to the sheriff, a section that goes to the DA, and a section that goes to probation. This has to visit, this, not annual necessarily. What is this, 2 years, 3 years? Do you remember?
This is looking to be called Operation Impact. This thing goes back years. This grant.
Yeah, for years and years.
Thank you, Bert.
But Bert, do you recall, is this particular one for 2 years? I guess I could just look at the backup.
It's 2 years.
Yeah, okay. It's a repeat of what they've done annually.
Okay, any other questions on this? Okay, we're good. All in favor of the blocked resolutions? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 446, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to amend the agreement with New York State Unified Court System, Department of Public Works. Move. Legislative Walter, second. May I have a second? Legislator Bartels, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 447, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a license agreement with the Ulster County Ag Society, Inc., granting it the use of the Ulster County Fairgrounds Department of Public Works.
I'll second.
Okay, any questions?
I have a little question.
Legislator Walter.
And I don't know if this is, go to Mark or John.
If it's Public Works, it's me.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, does this agreement with the Ag Society for the County Fairgrounds, do you know if it includes the Field of Dreams?
No, that's a, I believe, a second, separate agreement.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 448, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owners, Department of Finance.
I'll move it.
Second. Legislative Walter, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved unanimously. Resolution 449, amending capital project number 519, the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center energy upgrades, amending the 2020 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works. Move?
I'll move it.
Legislator Bartels, seconded by Legislator Walters. Legislator Bartels.
Is this the resolution that they're holding a special meeting in environment for tomorrow?
This is the fourth committee, yes.
So
yes, same resolution.
Can I ask that we postpone until next week just to see, give environment the opportunity to
to comment?
Ask their questions and see if.
Are you making that motion to postpone?
Yes.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor of the postponement till next week?
Aye.
Thank you, so moved unanimously. All right, resolution 451, approving the execution of a contract for $57,401 entered into by the County Ashley Mechanical Inc.
I'll move it.
Legislative Walter, second. Legislator Mayo, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 452, amending the 2020-2025 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 577, the McKinstry Bridge, Town of Gardner, amending the 2020 Capital Fund Budget.
I'll move.
Legislator Bartel, second. Legislator Walter, Legislator Bartels.
I just want to say thank you for getting this going. It's very much appreciated in the town.
Okay, any other questions? All in favor? So moved. Resolution 454, approving the execution of a contract for $113,000 entered into by the county with Crichton Manning Engineering LLP. Move.
I'll move it.
Legislator Walter, second. Legislator Bartels, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 455, approving the execution of a contract for $106,365 entered into by the County Family of Woodstock Youth Bureau. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Mayo, any questions?
This is part of the plan that you postponed to next week. I mean, these are two of the agreements that we had ready, but that resolution was approving these two contracts and their intermunicipal agreement as well. So it's up to you whether you want to move forward on this or postpone it to do the plan. But
Legislator Bartels.
Why don't we postpone it to get the plan so we just see it all together? Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
I'll make that.
So- Motion on the block, let's block them and then move them. So if you I'll take a motion to block resolution 455 and 456.
So moved.
Second. Legislative on the block. All in favor of the block. Okay, now on the postponement, who's going to make that? Legislator Bartels, seconded by Legislator Mayo. All in favor of postponement till next week? So moved. Any Legislative Guevaras, are you frozen? Oh, you're okay with postponement then. Okay, sorry, I didn't see any indication. All right, resolution 457, approving the execution of a contract for $140,400 entered into by the County Resource Center for Accessible Living, Inc., Department of Social Services.
I'll move it.
Second. Second. Legislator Haynes, thank you. Any questions? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 458, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $58,805.59 entered into by the county, RTB Inc., doing business as Continuum Systems for Information Services. Move.
I'll move it.
Walters, second. Legislator Mayo, any questions? Legislator Bartels.
Can someone just summarize exactly what this is? I mean, this is my second time looking at the contract and the resolution is kind of unclear to me.
Yeah, it's software for a system called OnBase, which is what we use for our electronic document system. So some of the documents that are backup for part of the financial management system or others, it's really just a, it's where the documents go to live. It's like a storage, electronic storage system.
Okay, thank you.
Any Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So move unanimously. Resolution 459, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $16,238.25, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County National Business Equipment, LLC. Move. Legislator Walter, second. Legislator Mayo, any questions? Legislator Guevaras.
What was the reason for the increase or the change?
Yeah, we
go ahead, Deputy Ryder.
We did, when we added the year, there was quite a bit of a decrease. And I think that we had, part of it was usage because of COVID. We extended it by 1 year, and then next year we'll go out to RFP. They lowered the overall rates by quite a bit. I think they left off some usage that we had to come back around and add in, because otherwise we would have seen overage charges.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, great. All in favor? Opposed? So move. Resolution 460, approving the execution of a contract for $596,016 entered into by the County New York Communication Company, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move.
Legislative Walter, second. Legislator Hines, any questions? Okay, all in favor? So moved. Resolution 461, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $19,150, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 with Miller Environmental Group, Inc., Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
Legislator Walter, second. Legislator Mayo, any questions on this? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 462, approving the execution of a contract anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into the County Catskill Mountain Railroad, Inc. Move. Legislator Mayo, second. Legislator Bartels. This is the, any questions on this? This is the new contract with Catskill, so we resolved all the outstanding issues. Is that correct? Who is this?
Deputy John Milgram? John has worked on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Deputy Milgram?
Frankly, this is more or less an extension of their prior contract with a few amendments. It's a one-year extension. Takes into account that they haven't been able to run their main revenue driving ride at the end of this year. It doesn't change at all the requirements that they make the two payments that are required this year for rent and keep a $25,000 deposit on line. It continues those parameters next year, and it anticipates, it gives the county the ability to consider either a reduction or a waiving in the last payment of next year, based on whether COVID continues into the deep fall. But otherwise, it's a one-year extension.
Okay, any questions? Any other questions? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution, thank you. Resolution 463, approving the execution of a contract for $213,576 entered into the County Waste and Recycling Services, Inc. Move. Legislator Mayo, second. Legislator Walter, any questions? Legislator Bartels.
Are we comfortable with all the recycling? Are we being provided adequate recycling for all the facilities, etc.?
Yeah, this includes dual stream.
Okay.
We believe this is a good contract.
Did we go out to bid for it, or
yes.
Yes, this was the best.
Yeah, prior it was Royal Carding.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 464, approving the execution of a contract for $75,200 entered into by the county with Eastern Heating and Cooling Inc. Move. Legislative Walter, seconded by Legislator Mayo. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Okay. Resolution 465, approving the execution of a contract anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the county with Airbnb Inc. Move. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any questions? Legislative Walter.
Yeah. Thank, first of all, I'm really excited that this day has come upon us. The only thing for what it's worth, and I don't know if it matters or not, I do know that in the backup, the contract showed no signatures, and I do know that there are, all those sections have been signed. So I just wanted to point out that there is a signed contract that's different than that one. I mean, that the contract's no different. It's just that it's signed.
Deputy Ryder.
So we went back to Airbnb. That signature wasn't valid because one of two things needs to happen. Either a contract needs to be approved by the legislature, or it's the type that doesn't have to be approved by the legislature, but has to be approved by the executive basically through a signature and an abstract. Neither of those two things happened. So the signature on the prior contract was invalid. Airbnb is aware of this. Everything will get signed if this resolution passes. Otherwise, there won't be an agreement.
Thanks for that clarification.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 466, adopting a bank reconciliation procedure for the County of Ulster. Move. Legislator Bartels, seconded by Legislator Walter. Any questions? Legislator Bartels.
You know, I'm happy to see this come. This is a recommendation that's been longstanding, but I just wanted to get Bert's take on it. Make sure that you're comfortable with this as it's presented, or?
Yeah, we worked with the comptroller's office to finalize this procedure, and you know, it's working with them to get it done. Not a problem.
Great.
Happy to see this done. It's been a while. Okay, all in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 467, adopting proposed local law number 14 of 2020, a local law amending local law number 17 of 2007, a local law to create the Department of the Environment and the Office of Coordinator of the Department of the Environment for Ulster County. Move. Legislator Bartels, second. Legislative Walter, Legislator Bartels.
You know, I'm really, really happy to see this happening. I mean, I'm the sponsor of it, but I've talked about it for a long time. But I'm just wondering procedurally that the public hearing is going to be held today. So I don't know if we procedurally probably we should wait till the public hearing happens to vote on it. It seems very uncontroversial, but.
So you want to, are you making a motion to postpone till next week?
Well, I'm open to the discussion. I'm perfectly happy to vote on it regardless. But again, we're talking about a public hearing. If you read the resolution, it speaks as if the public hearing's happened, and it's happening in an hour
today.
From now. So I feel like it's appropriate would be to wait. Yeah.
Okay. So you're
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor of postponement till next week? Give the public a chance to speak. Great.
Thank you.
Resolution 469, establishing a policy mandating that all New York State or federal notices regarding reductions or withholding of funding to be provided to the Ulster County Legislature within 5 days of receipt.
I'll move it.
Second? Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Unanimous. Okay. All right, that concludes resolutions. Is there any new or old business somebody would like to bring forward? No? Okay. I'll take it a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, second. Legislative Walter, thank you, everyone. All in favor of adjournment. Have a good evening.
Yeah. Good night, all.
Good night.